All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of The Daily Drip. My name is Philip Kerrigan. I am the program manager of the Washington Take a Mind Fund Drive.
And I'm Jerrica Ferguson, handling marketing and development.
Today, we're going to talk about an organization called The Roots of South Sudan. And this is a real feel-good podcast. We're going to talk about something that, frankly, is very difficult for people to talk about. Yep. And that is the situation that's happening in South Sudan and what this organization is doing to help it. So, full disclosure, the things that are happening in the continent of Africa always really, I don't know why, they always really affect me for some reason, because they always seem to deal with very rudimentary needs, right? Things like food and health.
Right,
and
trainings.
And all those sort of things. Disease and, and warfare. Things that are just so, like, at the baseline of, like, what it is to be human.
Right, like, they talk about, like, Roots of South Sudan talk about that they just need safe environments.
Yes.
So their women and children can go, like, to school.
Yes, and we talked about it yesterday, if you didn't get a chance to listen to the podcast. We talked about really fighting for the progress for girls and women here locally.
Right.
Now we're talking a little bit about an organization that fights for women and girls internationally.
Right. And so Roots of South Sudan is, they were founded in 2011. And one of the biggest things is empowerment for them. Empowerment of South Sudanese women and youth through the preservation of traditional Sudanese arts and crafts. But it goes more than that. They actually raise funds for grants, part of their Roots project, which is an NGO, a Sudanese NGO. They also do things to support facilities, craft projects, job skills, literacy, math trainings. Again, safe environments just so people can go to work. These are things that just should be there.
Yeah, they should be normal things that people experience in daily
society.
Right,
and so when we talked about yesterday, they're doing the same thing on an international level.
That's right. So what I want to do is I want to walk folks through a little bit of the history of South Sudan, because I think it's very difficult for people to grasp exactly what is going on in the South Sudan. So to kind of give you a geography lesson first.
I love history.
The South Sudan is located in Central Africa, and it sort of buttresses up against what we consider the Horn of Africa. So that is, it is in the region near Darfur. It is in the region near Somalia. And so you have probably seen through lots of popular media, it is a country that has been struggling. It was not always the South Sudan. It was a part of Sudan. Which up until 1956 was actually ruled by not only Anglo-Saxon folks, but also it was a combination of Anglo-Saxon and Egyptian rule.
Really?
Yes. They actually fought for their independence in 1956. Okay. Pretty much from then on, they've been fighting with each other. So the first Sudanese civil war lasted from 1955 to 1972. In 1972, the southern region was created. A second civil war occurred in 2005. The army that was charged with protecting, quote unquote, South Sudan is actually responsible for the greatest mass atrocities maybe in the history of mankind. They burned villages, they raped women and children, killed millions and millions of people.
Wow.
Right? And they also began to marry young girls to soldiers. The child marriage rate is 52% in the South Sudan. That means half of the girls who are below 18 years old are forced into marriage.
That's
insane.
I don't like it.
I know. South Sudan has a extraordinarily high infant mortality rate. They still deal with AIDS. They deal with water shortages. And here's the crazy thing. They still have thousands of refugees who pour over the border from Darfur. How bad is Darfur that you go, South Sudan's probably a better idea?
Right.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the UN has described Sudan over the last couple of years as, quote, one of the most horrendous human rights situations in the world.
But what we don't talk about that every day.
We do not. We talk about tweeting, and we talk about weird investigations.
YouTube
and we talk about
videos
YouTube
on cats.
Videos on cats, and we do all these sort of different things. And the reality is, extraordinary human rights violations and human rights tragedies are happening in the South Sudan.
They are, and it's so frustrating that I feel a little speechless, because it's like we've been talking about all these different charities for this past month, and it frustrates me because I feel like we need to talk about it more. But then there's also this side of hope that we get to talk about the charity that's actually doing something, the solution.
Yes.
And one of those is Roots for South Sudan.
That's correct.
That they are actually, as we've talked about in past at past ones where there's an issue, if there's no literacy going on for mothers. And here is a group that's actually trying to provide these mothers and kids with literacy, with
that's
learning
right.
and education, that are trying to help with that. And so seeing these South Sudan facts and history behind it, this is a direct organization that's helping generations and helping current situations going on in South Sudan. God, it makes me just frustrated to hear that these atrocities are happening. The UN's aware about it.
That's right.
We're reading about it. I mean, just Googled it.
I know.
Look at what's going on. And yet we're like, you know what's more important? Not this.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what's
pretty much anything other.
What's more important is like Kylie Jenner being a billionaire.
Right. Which people are paying her to do.
That's right. You should probably, here's what I'm going to say to anybody.
Shift those donations.
That's right. Why don't you go ahead and shift that GoFundMe that gives Kylie Jenner billionaire status?
Yeah.
And why don't you go ahead and give these poor people an opportunity to, I don't know, do anything.
Right. Would actually help and, you know, people get out of poverty.
That's right. Now, for folks who maybe hear these sort of things and go, well, it's hopeless. There's no possibility of change. There are a litany of African countries that have actually changed quite a bit. I mean, right off the top of my head, Ethiopia comes to mind. It has a fairly strong government. That they are dealing with, of course, a refugee crisis on their own. Not today, but South Africa had some pretty significant changes when it was when Nelson Mandela first came there. Of course, unfortunately, you know, like dangling on the edge now of going back into maybe something a little bit more oppressive. But there is hope. It starts, however, with the sort of pricing point that Roots of South Sudan gave us.
And their giving impact, they say that if you give $50, it's a daily cost of meals for women and preschool children for their Roots project. So this is not only it's going to food, there's also that you can break this down to $5 each month, $10 for 5 months. What this can do, it can, again, help with equipment and learning materials. So thinking about pens, pencils, paper, just for them to actually write down what they're trying to learn, provides members with job skills, literacy, math training. Again, it's just these $50... Break that down to your month donation.
Yeah.
If this group resonates with you and you're realizing that you're right, this is really is important, and I can see this. It's really not crazy. That's just one meal a month that you don't eat out with your friends.
That's right.
Or you still do and you just spend less.
That's right. That's right. That's one of the major things I think about giving to charity. What's really neat about the act of giving to charity is the sacrifice it takes to actually do that, right? You earned this money. You worked hard for this money. And chances are you sacrifice things yourself to earn the money that you got. What is really neat about the concept of charitable giving is then to turn that sacrifice around. Sacrifice even just a little bit more. Not break yourself. Sacrifice a little bit more, and you're helping people who aren't even given the luxury of being able to sacrifice anything anymore.
Exactly. And if you feel like I can't even make my $5, a dollar does make a difference.
It does.
It really does. It's tangible.
Yeah.
And if you need that tangible thing, visit their website, South Sudan. You can go on our website. If you're listening on iTunes or your Android phone, head to our website, go to the search engine, find them. You can really figure out, what they're doing, check into their Roots project.
That's
I think it's pretty awesome. This is an important group that's really touching men, women and children right at the heart of their community.
That's right. This is tangible action that you can do that impacts the lives of people who at today probably feel maybe a little bit hopeless.
Yep.
We'll be back on Monday. We thank you very much for listening to The Daily Drip.
And as always,
review us. Say that we're really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, please. I mean, rate and review. It's really easy. Yeah. If you don't want to review, just rate.
I mean, don't make me go home and just cry all weekend because you didn't review.
Or we're going to have to just start making fake accounts.
And start reviewing ourselves.
Yeah.
All right, people. This is The Daily Drip.
See you later.
All right.